Welcome to Strategies for Success. I'm Bonnie Dubrow, your host for the radio show dedicated to your success in business and in life. Here you'll discover ways to make your journey a richer, more satisfying, and joyful experience. Together we'll travel life's ups and downs, and when you find yourself in uncharted territory, I'm here to be a guiding light. Today my guest is Reverend Sue Bailey. Sue is the spiritual leader for the new church here in Rockledge, Florida, and I am fortunate to be there on Sunday mornings to listen to you talk, Sue, to dance and sing with the rest of the wonderful community that you've gathered. Today we'll be talking about the secret. Before we do, I'd like you to tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. Welcome, Sue.
Hello. A little bit about myself. One of the things that I think makes what we do a little different is that I'm not necessarily there to have anybody believe anything, but to discover a lot of things and to let them formulate for themselves the God that they want to bring with them and live with, and to just look at greater universal principles and how we might all live them and celebrate together. So we have a lot of fun, and we do sing and dance, and it's a very different kind of idea, I think, than what you'll find in most places in most churches.
I know that about the church that the line that I really love is, it's not about religion anymore. And that's been comforting for me, coming from a Jewish background. It's been strange going to church when I'm Jewish and then I studied yoga and the Hindu philosophy and way of life. I really like the eclecticness of what you bring to us on Sundays, and the vibration, the actual energy of the group is so open and embracing. So thank you so much for the gift of a spiritual community for me.
Thank you. It's all good.
It is. And I mentioned at the beginning that there's this secret that's not such a secret anymore. It's been on Oprah and Larry King Live. Somebody said Montel, or
I don't know. I think right now you could probably just turn on the TV or open up the newspaper. It's everywhere.
So what is the secret, Sue?
There is no secret. You know what it is something that it's a spiritual principle or a universal law or however you'd like to look at it. Another common terminology for it that would kind of give you an idea of what it is the law of attraction. And that idea is that, and if you look around your world and you become aware of this law, you'll see it happening all the time. I mean, we have sayings that we have said all of our lifetimes, like birds of a feather flock together, what you reap, you'll sow, all these kind of things. And we know what that means. We know that like-minded things tend to be together. And attract each other. We know that when we put something out into the universe, we can expect to reap that same thing. And so the law of attraction is simply that. The idea that, you know, if you look at it energetically, we emit a frequency. Let's just call it that. That we emit a frequency, an energetic frequency. And that energetic frequency attracts to it things that are like it. And we emit that based on our thoughts and our beliefs and our emotional conditioning and all these kinds of things all work together to sort of, you know, emit this frequency from us. And so what you put out into the world, this frequency, which is, you know, governed most, we'll say primarily by your thoughts and feelings, will then bring back to you those same things. So, you know, you wake up today and you're aggravated, you can expect aggravation to be, you know, drawn into your life in other places. I mean, you ever get up out of bed in the morning, the first negative thing happens, you know, you drop the shampoo bottle and it's, you know, falls in the bottom of the tub and spills all over the place or something, and then all of a sudden you get this mindset like, oh, here it goes. I mean, that's the kind of day. And then you just begin to repeat that pattern over and over. And it's not about something happening to you that's out of your realm. It's about you staying in that mindset or admitting that vibration. You just keep having those kind of things happen over and over.
Unless?
unless at that moment you stop and you say, oh, thank you for letting me be aware that I'm kind of not vibrating the way I want to be. And so thank you that this is a wonderful day and that my day is going to be smooth. And we call that setting the intention. And we can reset that intention just throughout the day, all over and over and over again, so that we stay on track and that we stay in that centered place we'd like to be in.
What I hear you saying is that when most of us go through our days, we are unconscious, we're unaware, we're reacting to what's happening. The word that comes to mind is we're a victim of our circumstances. That's a way that most of us probably spend most of our time. What the secret is saying to us, what these teachings are through the secret, through Abraham Hicks bringing us the Abraham teachings, is yes, you can choose to stay unconscious and therefore be the victim, but it's not so much of your circumstances as a victim of your unconsciousness. Or we can choose to become aware and notice. Notice, you use the word frequency, vibration. I often talk about how we feel. We know when we feel good. We know when we feel bad. Abraham says, good feels good and bad feels bad. Kind of, duh.
And how would you rather feel?
And it's as simple as knowing that. But if that knowing stays in your head, and then you go about your day without practicing what I call a stop and shift, stop, check in, how are you feeling? If you don't put it into practice, then you get what you always got because you're unconscious. And our unconscious habits or patterns have us behaving and reacting the way we were taught.
And we at that point, when we're being unconscious, we really do see our lives as victims of circumstance. We see it circumstantial. We are not really tuned in to the idea that we have any conscious creation in a lot of this. And it is that idea of becoming aware. How do we become more aware as we go through the day what we're thinking? We have developed over our years, you know, based on our belief system and based on the, you know, the way we were raised and our parenting and our education, we have a lot of habits. So we think relationally over and over and over in the same habitual patterns. And so we see something happen or we have something happen in our lives and our mind and reaction goes to the exact same place over and over and over again. It takes awareness to be able to look at those reactions and say, how does that serve me? Am I creating what I want with that reaction? You know, is this comfortable? Because honestly, when we have those reactions, we're very often really feeling uncomfortable. You know, feeling aggravated and angry and agitated. I mean, all of that, we're conscious of that feeling, and it doesn't feel good. But we keep doing it anyway, and it actually perpetuates itself, and then there we go. We live from a set of habits that we just have not taken the time to look at.
Now, you said two words that are important, the idea of thinking and feeling. We're thinking so many thoughts at one time, and many, many of them are on an unconscious, subconscious level. It's virtually impossible to track our thoughts, and yet we have the very best biofeedback tool. Nothing created by man is as spectacular, sensitive, attuned to us as our own physical bodies.
Absolutely. It really is our guidance system. Our mind does have thoughts just sort of going all over the place, all the time, into the future, into the past, into the present moment, evaluating, reevaluating, comparing. And so there's a whole lot of things going on in our heads, taking in a lot of information at once. But so sometimes, you know, we weigh something, and I talked about this on Sunday, the idea that, remember, we've been taught to make a list of the pros and the list of the cons when we're trying to make a big decision. And I was saying that my list always comes out about even, and that is because my mind can justify or make up anything it wants to. And so, but my, our bodies, our physical bodies, never lie to us. Our inner guidance system speaks to us through our physiology. If we, you know, I tell people all the time when they make it, want to make a big decision, to go lay down and be quiet and ask yourself the two questions that you're struggling between and see how your body feels. They don't call it a gut reaction or gut instinct for no reason. That's really the truth. And almost always in that solar plexus area of your stomach is where you're going to feel an emotion. And it's going to feel exciting, and it's going to feel, you know, impassioned, or it's going to feel peaceful, or it's going to feel scary. And then, so there you know. You know, really, what is best for you to do.
Boy, you've said some things. My brain is popping with several different trains of thought. One is, something that I learned is that exciting and scary are almost identical in physiology. It's how we interpret that physiology that either serves us or gets us in trouble. Now, I'm not talking about if, you know, a car cuts in front of you. That's a scary that serves us. Most of the time that we're fearful and we want to protect our self-image, our right. self, our concept of ourselves according to what will be loved, accepted, and that... Oftentimes we go to protect based on the habitual thinking that we learned through others, through our experiences, yet we're protecting, A, something that you can't really touch or destroy. Our self-image is not a tangible thing, and it's our interpretation of the circumstance, of the words, more than what's happened in reality, we have a choice of to interpret anew, which is what so much of being conscious and being aware is all about.
Well, you know, one of the things is I always look at this example. Like, I really, you know, I wanted to go to ministerial school, and I had never spoke publicly, and, you know, ministry requires that you do that. And so when I thought about public speaking, oh my gosh, I was incredibly fearful, and that my stomach would be upset and all of that. Now, did that mean it wasn't something I was supposed to do? No, because if I laid quiet and imagined myself, you know, doing the work that I was, you know, feeling led to do, I was just like in bliss. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't think of a more wonderful thing to be doing. Now, how I was going to get there and how I was going to overcome some of the fears along the way, that's a completely different thing. It's what you're talking about. Those are the fears that we have, our ego has said to us, oh, you're not capable of that. Mm-hmm. I don't know how in the heck you're going to accomplish that. You know, who do you think you are? Those kind of fears are not real fears. Those kind of fears are things that we have manufactured actually to stop ourselves, and they fit in the secret perfectly, because those are part of the things that we have focused our attention on, or the habits of thinking that we have that then create more of those kinds of things. So, you know, I had a couple choices in that public speaking thing, and that one of them was to know that if my passion was to do ministry, then certainly I was going to have what it took, you know, to do it.
Yes.
And the other one was the idea that the more I believed that I could, I'm bringing more of that possibility and energy to me. And because of that, I found incredible coaches. And, you know, instead of sitting around going, you know, I can never do this, I just said, I can do it, and somebody's going to teach me. And I'm,
wow.
And I just went, you know, those are the fears we step through. Those are about growth. Those are about self-esteem, about bad tapes in our head.
Yes.
But they're not the kind that, you know, are the ones that are life-deciding. And it does take that look at the big picture. How does the big picture feel?
Yes.
One of the things that would be something that, you know, Esther Hicks would say, and she would say, sit there and imagine yourself doing what it is that you think you want to do, and then, you know, let it go.
Right.
let it go and don't focus on the details of, like, you know, oh, how's that going to happen?
The how, right. Focus on the passion, the excitement, rather than the
right.
how.
That passion, incitement, vibration is exactly what The Secret is talking about, too. That is staying in that place,
mm-hmm.
staying in that place of, like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be the most wonderful thing that ever happened to me, or this is so exciting, this is so great, this is so what I want. Staying in that place is exactly how it comes to you then. The world starts giving you the right people and the right circumstances and the right ideas. I mean, we make life a lot more difficult than it is. It really is a pretty simple journey if we, you know, if we see it that way.
Right. A gentleman named Benjamin Zandler, who's the conductor of the Boston Pops Orchestra or the Boston Philharmonic, sorry, I don't remember which, he wrote a book called The Art of Possibilities. He says it's all invented, it's all made up. So if what we're saying, mm-hmm. if what we're saying to ourselves or what we're picturing in ourselves and sharing with others brings us pain, brings us that vibration of feeling bad, we have the opportunity to rewrite that story and rewrite it in a way that we've learned something, we've become more through it, that this event or this circumstance, no matter how painful it appeared at the time, and may even have an aspect still, that we can see it as a springboard, a stepping stone that was designed for our own highest good. If we could just trust that our source always has our highest and best in mind. And sometimes when we don't listen to the wee small voice, that energy, that spirit, God, whatever we call it, has to hit us over the head with a 2x4.
Exactly. And one of the things that the Law of Attraction or The Secret would say is that that all of that, what we call the negative circumstances in our lives, or what we call, you know, an illness. And I know that some people think this is a very far stretch, if this is a new idea, to say that I have an illness and that illness came to me because the universe loves me so much that it is trying to tell me that I'm off in my thinking, and my thinking then is causing me some off behavior or too much stress or whatever it is. But they're all warning signals. That's it. All it is. Every time we have a moment where, you know, it's uncomfortable, it is just a warning signal.
We'll talk more about The Secret and even tell people what it is, because we've been talking about it and we haven't told them. I'll tell them now. The Secret is it's a book and a movie. When we get back, this is Bonnie Dubrow, your host for Strategies for Success. I'm talking to Reverend Sue Bailey, the spiritual leader of the New Church here in Rockledge, Florida. When we get back, Sue will also tell us how we can reach her. You're listening to Strategies for Success on radioforwomen.us. That's www.radio4women.us.